All right, now we have Mr. Naresh Gujral of the Shiromani Akali Dal. He's an MP. Mr. Gujral, the government insists that there is no case made out for a probe. But given the nature of the allegations, do you think that there has to be a probe in this case, as we are debating?
Absolutely. It is a must. This is a direct assault on the constitutional rights of a private citizen. How can we allow this kind of nonsense to get perpetuated in our country? It is like the Soviet Union when the big brother was watching everybody. This is a case which calls for a probe and at the highest level. Sanjit, I want to say one thing here, that when the first question is, government is not saying clearly whether they bought this software and the hardware supporting the software or not. Now, either they should say yes or no. In any case, funds which are used are the secret funds of the Government of India, which RAW has, which IB has. Obviously, this is not going to be accounted for anywhere. When you say a probe, you won't find it. You won't find an accounting entry anywhere unless you have a sitting Supreme Court judge and the CAG authorized to look into the secret funds of these agencies. Only then will the truth surface.
Okay. Mr. Gujral, if the government is saying, so far we don't have clarity, the government has not categorically mentioned whether it uses this software or not, or spyware. But if the government, say for instance, denies that no, we have not used this software, then doesn't it become a matter of national security? How were so many phones infected, potentially infected, in this country?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Has the government ever said that they did not buy this software? They've never said that. They're evasive on this question. And if they did, then why were private citizens a victim of this hacking? I mean, you have a sitting election commissioner, you have sitting ministers, the IT minister, although I must say here that one should learn telephone manners from him. Instead of being a victim, he's a beneficiary of the hacking. But at the same time, I don't understand this logic, that why is the government not clearly saying, no, we did not buy this? Then matters will be at rest, which will then raise the questions of national security. That who was hacking it? But the way the names are surfacing and the kind of names which are surfacing, I can see the hidden hand of the government.
All right, Mr. Gujral, thank you very much for joining us. Okay, we're stopping for a short break at this moment, but news continues on the other side.